اب کیونکہ یہاں مختلف اداروں کے نمائندگان موجود ہیں میں ان سے مخاطب ہوں، کیا وقت آ گیا ہے کہ کوئی مسلحتیں آپ کے موقف کو دھندلا دیتی ہے؟ اب بولڈ سٹیپ لینے کا وقت آ گیا ہے، واقعات کربلا ہمیں سنائے جاتے رہے، اب وقت آ گیا ہے کہ ہم اپنے برادران کو، یوتھ کو، بہنوں کو، ماں کو پیغام کربلا سنائیں۔ امام ہمارا سچا ہے، اب ضرورت اس بات کی ہے کہ یہ بتایا جائے کہ ہم سچے فالوور کس طرح بن سکتے ہیں۔ یہی میرا پیغام ہے، آپ کو بولڈ سٹیپ لینے ہوں گے، میں نے اپنی حد تک بہت بولڈ سٹیپ لے چکا ہوں، قبلہ اس سے آگاہ ہیں، وہاں اس کی تفصیل کی میرے پاس گنجائش نہیں ہے کہ میں بتاؤں کہ کیا کیا بولڈ سٹیپ امام بارگاہ ملے میں لیے جا چکے ہیں۔ آپ سے بھی یہی اپیل کرتا ہوں کہ آپ اس سلسلے میں اپنی کمیٹی، اپنے ممبران سے تعاون کریں، اور جہاں تک بات عقیدہ کی ہے تو آقا اعتبا طبعی صاحب نے فرمایا تھا، اگر میرے بیان میں رب کا فقدان آئے تو یہ وقت کی کمی کو اس کا الزام دیجئے گا۔ جناب آقا اعتبا طبعی نے فرمایا تھا کہ عقائد پر اعمال محافظ ہیں، جس قوم کے پاس سچے عقائد ہوں اگر اعمال نہ ہو تو عقائد کے ضائع ہو جانے کا خطرہ ہے، ہمیں اس بات پہ غور کرنا ہے۔ اور پاکستان میں جو قتل و غارت ہو رہی ہے، چاہے وہ لبنان میں ہے، شام میں ہے، پاکستان میں ہے، افغانستان میں ہے، عراق میں ہے، برائے مہربانی آپ کے لیے پیغام ہے کہ اسے شیعہ سنی فساد کا نام مت دیں، یہ شیعہ سنی فساد نہیں ہے، یہ حق و باطل کی جنگ ہے۔ سنی ہمارے برادران ہیں، وہ ہمارے قاتل نہیں ہے، ہماری قاتل یزیدیت ہے، وہ جہاں بھی ہے ہماری قاتل یزیدیت ہے۔ اس لیے اس کو پروموٹ کریں کہ شیعہ سنی فسادات نہیں ہے، حق و باطل کی جنگ ہے۔ جب ٹی وی پہ اینکرز آتے ہیں تو یہ بحث کرتے ہیں کہ یہ تو مسلمان کہلوانے کے قابل نہیں ہے، بلکہ یہ تو انسان ہی نہیں ہے، تو ایک قیصر باروی صاحب کی ایک روائی بیان کرتا ہوں کہ یہ پیدا تو انسان ہوئے تھے، آخر کیا گناہ ہے کہ یہ درندگی کی طرف چلے گئے؟ روائی بیان کر کے میں آپ سے اجازت چاہتا ہوں، بے عجز لا الہ کا عرفان ہی نہیں، بے عجز لا الہ کا عرفان ہی نہیں، بے الفت رسول مسلمان ہی نہیں، اور قیصر یہ کلیہ ہے کتاب حیات کا، شبیر سے جدا ہے تو انسان ہی نہیں۔ صلوات۔
تو میں دعوت دیتا ہوں مجلس علماء شیعہ یورپ کے صدر محترم جناب حجت الاسلام والمسلمین سید علی رضا رضوی صاحب۔
اعوذ باللہ السمیع العلیم من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ قال امیر المؤمنین علی بن ابی طالب علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام، اوصیکما وجمیع ولدی وشیعتی ومن بلغ کلامی بتقوی اللہ ونظم امرکم علی محمد وعلى محمد صلوات۔ I've chosen a statement from the final will of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, where he says that I make a will to all of my sons. First of all, he addresses Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, who stand out amongst all of his sons. Then he says that not only these two sons, but all of my children, but not only my children, all of my followers, not only my followers, but whoever hears my words and whoever wants to follow me, for two things. What is the admonishment? He says, بَتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَنَظْمِ أَمْرِكُمْ، that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa, become a muttaqi person, and secondly, be organized in your affairs. After being elected for the second term this year in May, with my cabinet, we had decided that we will again arrange the next 2 years into four phases, like the first term. And 2013 is a year for organization or organizational structure. 2014, then we have other plans for the next year. And for 2015, for the first half. Without organization, no people, no nation can go forward. This is not an achievement. This is not the end. This is only the beginning of the work that we have to do in the oncoming years. There are many improvements in a society. I know that you've all been here for many hours, but I want all of you to pay attention to some of the points that I want to make. There are inevitable changes, inevitable progresses in a society. In Farsi or Urdu, we may call them ناگزیر ترقیاں۔ The population increases regardless of your plan. Some people become doctors, some engineers, some become professionals, some become politicians, and likewise people themselves take initiatives and go forward. However, at times people plan for their community, people plan for their society, people plan how to take the community forward. In the past 64 years in Pakistan, people have progressed. There have been changes in the past 66 years. My father came to this country in 1966. I know many people who came in the 50s, 60s, 70s. We came and we had no centers. We've made centers. We started off with small houses and now we have big centers like the one that we are presently sitting in. We have television channels now. We have a school, in fact two schools now, and many in the planning process. There are 169 Muslim schools in Britain. And we need more. There are two for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Our plan for the community should be that we are not just progressing, but we plan for the entire community and then take the community one step forward. Hazrat Salman Farsi was asked, "O Salman, why are you planting date trees? They take at least 7 years to give you fruit." He said, "I have eaten fruits from many date trees that I did not plant myself." Many of us only and only plan for ourselves, for my family, for my children, for myself. But true sincere intention would be that you plan for the entire community. You do not plan for yourself, but for the entire community. Anbiya alayhimus salam were so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they did not care about themselves. They sacrificed their lives for the entire society that they were living in. And that's what's required of us. This was not an intention to gather large numbers. We could gather at least 1,000 people in Manchester, at least. It was intended for the people who are running organizations and leading organizations. So it was an organizational convention. It was intended for yourselves. It was a focused convention. Not for general public, not for general masses, but for people who are leaders within their own communities all over in the Northern England. There are many inevitable changes coming to our community. If you look at the plan, I will stick to my 20 minutes, I promise you. If you look at the progress over the years, we now have the Masajid, the Imambargas all over UK. There are, according to the government figures, more than 1,600 religious centers, registered religious centers. More than 100 of these centers belong to the Shia community. A lot more than probably 300 charities, but I'm talking about just the centers or Imambargas or Masajid. More than 100 Imambargas, more than 70 of these just belong to the Pakistani community all over UK. I've gone far and wide from south to the north, from the east to the west. What is our plan for the entire community? What do we plan to do for our community? What does the community expect of us? As leaders of the community, what should you be doing for our community? There are many expectations from our community of the leadership. When I talk about the leadership, I treat all of these people leaders. They are either localized. Every individual is a leader in their own family. My talk will be extremely dry because I have to focus on the planning of the community. Inevitable changes will come. We started off with no Imambargas and now over 100 Imambargas. There was no halal meat and now, alhamdulillah, we have many slaughterhouses. There are Shia and Sunni Muslim Qabristan in this country. There are all of these things that we did not plan when we came to this country. But over the years, we saw the need and we made all of those things for ourselves. But do we just stay where we are? Or do we go a step further? In fact, many steps to be taken. The first generation did a lot of work. But we now need to plan on a number of platforms. Brother Dr. Aftab Ahmed was addressing the political arena. Alhamdulillah, we have 8 or more probably councillors that I have discovered so far in Britain, Shia councillors. We need more. Just for the Abu Dhar Ghaffari zone, he's planned at least 9. Very good. That will double the figures of the entire country. We need to plan. When we start the plan now, it may take 5 to 10 years to show you the results. But if you don't plan and just sit down for something to happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that, even for the intidhar and the waiting of the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Is that the salawat that you will recite for your imam when he comes? You need it louder. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. If the imam was listening to your salawat, how would you recite the salawat? Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. Brothers, there are many things needed. Likewise, we have divided the entire country into 5 zones. And each one of these zones, this is Abu Dharr Ghaffari zone, one of the, probably the, it is the largest zone. It has more than 20 centers and other organizations on top of that. So there's a plan for each and every zone that we need to implement. One of the most important plans that we have for the entire country is the education of our children. We follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, who emphasize highly on the education. Ilm is everything amongst Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Even the biggest of their enemies have praised their knowledge. Aimma ke battareen dushmanon ne hamesha ye kaha hai ki inse ilm mein koi bhi zyada nahi tha. Hamare aimma ki tawakkuh yahi hai aapse. Wo kehte hain ki agar kisi basti ke andar 1 lakh ya 10 lakh abadi ho, wahan pe ek aadmi ye kahe ki main Jafar ibn Muhammad ko manta hu, to imam farmate hain agar usse ek bhi aadmi behtar hai to usko haq nahi hai ki wo mera manne wala kehlaye. Yani kis cheez ke andar behtar ho? How should he be the best? In what things should he be the best? Yani sabse zyada paisa ho uske paas, sabse zyada daulat ho, sabse zyada khoobsurat ho, biggest celebrity ho, kya ho ke imam kahe ha ye best hai, ha isko haq hai kehlane ka, ye Jafar ibn Muhammad ka manne wala hai. Kis cheez mein behtareen ho? Ilm mein, taleem mein. Aaj hamara koi bhi muqabla nahi hona chahiye. Hum babe madinatul ilm ke wabasta hai. Hamara ilm sabse zyada hona chahiye. What is our plan for the entire country? I want all the centers to consider having at least a day nursery, a daycare center, or whatever you call them. In all over the country, the names will be different. Centers like these can easily run a day nursery. My 2.5-year-old learned all the different surahs at the nursery because she was going to an Islamic nursery. You can teach so many things to the children without you realizing, they will end up memorizing so many things, so many du'as, ziyarat, all of these things in a very short span of time, just 4 hours, 4 to 6 hours a day at the nursery. Har imam bargah ke andar, har imam bargah ke andar, chote bachon ke liye, 3.5 saal se, 3 se 5 saal ke bachon ke liye nursery honi chahiye. Badi aasani se ban jati hain, unki sharaitein, wo aate hain khud hi, aap application dalenge, kahenge ye nahi hai, ye kare, sab improvements wo khud batate hain aapko. Lekin hamari ko planning nahi hai, ki hum in pe soch nahi rahe. Main tamam apne